This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Not sure what to make of all the different herpes tests or when you're actually supposed to get tested? Between swab tests, IgM, IgG, and something called the Western blot, it can be confusing as hell. So in this video, I'm going to tell you what each test actually does, when they're useful, what to watch out for, and what to do, especially when it comes to false positives. Hi, I'm Kat Dupree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Now, every Tuesday, we post content based on topics related to finding love, intimacy, disclosure, and more. And today, I'm going to talk about something really important, herpes testing, because there's so much misinformation and uncertainty out there, either from the type of test you should take or to when you should be tested. Now, before we dive in, for those of you who don't already know my story, I was in a long-term relationship with someone who told me from the very beginning that he had herpes, and I didn't allow that to be a deal breaker to being in a relationship with him. We were together for 10 years and herpes was never an issue. But after that relationship ended and I was getting my life back together is when I saw what looked like a pimple. And although I dated someone with herpes and thought that's what it possibly could be, since I didn't have any of the telltale signs, I just kind of brushed it off and literally told myself that I didn't have it. Fast forward a couple of months and I experienced what would be my first real outbreak. I didn't feel well. I had this weird nerve pain shooting up the back of my leg. My skin felt extra sensitive and I had a terrible headache. Then I start to feel something down there. And when I checked it out, it was definitely a blister. So I went to my doctor, I got a swab test, and a few days later, it was definitely confirmed. Now, fast forward again to about 2 years ago, and my doctor suggested running a full STI panel after I had been in a relationship, which of course should be done after every relationship, right? I mean, it totally makes sense. But this time, unbeknownst to me, it included a test for HSV1 and HSV2. So when my results came back saying that I had HSV2 and HSV1, I was shocked. Now, look, I've never had a cold sore in my life, but is it possible to have HSV1 down there too? Yeah, it is. And as a matter of fact, most genital herpes cases are actually caused by HSV1 and not HSV2. So anyway, here I was just thinking I have HSV2. Meanwhile, I have both types and I had no idea. So when doctors say, well, we don't want to test you because it's possible to get a false positive, which can cause unnecessary anxiety. Look, I get it, but I don't agree with that at all. And the reason being is that we know that 80% of people who have herpes are asymptomatic and unknowingly pass it on to their partners because they've never been tested. And this includes both HSV1 and HSV2, by the way. So not getting tested because it can actually cause anxiety is not helping anyone, no. What it's doing, though, it's perpetuating the spread and the stigma, for that matter, instead of actually protecting people. I mean, let's get real here. False positives can happen, and they do happen. That's why if you ever test positive and your number falls within the low range, you could take a different test that will tell you for sure whether it was truly a false positive or not. So next, I'm going to break down what each test is, okay, and how they work, and what you need to do and no so that you don't walk out of a doctor's office confused or even worse, misdiagnosed. First, let's start with the swab test. This is the only test that can actually confirm herpes by detecting the virus itself. But here's the deal. It only works if there is something to swab, meaning you have to have an active sore or a blister, and it needs to be pretty darn fresh. If the sore is starting to heal, or if you wait too long, the virus might not be shedding anymore, and the swab can come back negative, even if you actually have herpes. So timing matters. The other thing is, doctors don't always swab unless you ask them to. Someone will look at it and say, yep, looks like herpes, and then diagnose you without even testing, which is totally nuts, because if it isn't herpes and it turns out to be something else, like say a skin condition, an ingrown hair, or even something fungal, you deserve to know. So if you ever have a sore or something that doesn't look or feel normal, go in right away and ask for a swab. Don't wait, and make sure that they do a PCR swab, not a culture. A PCR swab is way more sensitive and accurate. So the bottom line is that swab tests are most reliable if you have symptoms and if you catch them early enough. But if you don't have a visible outbreak, the swab isn't going to tell you crap. But this is where blood tests come in, which we're going to get into right now. First, let's talk about the IgM test. You know what? Maybe it's better not to. Why? Because it's basically useless. The IgM test doesn't tell you whether you have HSV-1 or HSV-2. It just says that you might have been exposed to herpes at some point. Maybe recently, maybe years ago, maybe never. It's a hot mess. And it also cross-reacts with other viruses, so it can show a positive result, even if what you actually had was a cold or the flu or something completely unrelated. And the numbers, they fluctuate all over the place. So one day it could be positive, and the next day it could be negative. And even the CDC says not to use it, so that should tell you everything you need to know. But the problem is, some doctors still order it. Sometimes it's just part of an outdated STI panel, and they don't even realize it's not reliable. Other times, they think it can show a new infection, but in reality, it can't. So if you ever see IgM on your results, don't freak out and ask for the next option, which is an IgG test. Now, let's talk about the IgG for a moment. This blood test looks for long-term antibodies that develop after you've been exposed to the herpes virus. Unlike the IgM, the IgG does tell you whether you've been exposed to HSV-1 or HSV-2. Now, when is the best time to take an IgG test? That would be around 12 to 16 weeks after your last potential exposure. That's because it takes time for your body to produce detectable levels of IgG antibodies. Testing too early during what's called the window period can lead to a false negative simply because your antibodies haven't built up yet. And here's where things get really tricky, because this test isn't perfect either. False negatives and positives can happen. False positives are more likely to occur if your result falls within a certain range. So what is that range? Well, if your IgG test result comes back between 1.1 and 3.5, that's considered a low positive, meaning there's a good chance it might be a false positive. Studies show that up to half of people who fall into this low range may not even have herpes, and that's a big deal because no one should walk around with a herpes diagnosis unless it's accurate. And this is exactly why doctors are reluctant to test someone who doesn't have physical symptoms. And this is the anxiety part they don't want to cause their patients. But here's the thing. If you wind up getting a result that's within the low positive range, you can get another blood test to confirm your diagnosis. And this is where a Western blot test comes in. Now, the Western blot is considered the gold standard for herpes testing. So you might be asking yourself, why not just skip the IgG test altogether and go straight to the Western blot if it's more accurate, right? Here's why. Most doctors don't offer the Western blot first because honestly, it's more of a pain in the behind for them. It takes weeks to get results. It costs more money, and most clinics don't even have access to it. It's done through like a handful of labs, and you have to request a kit, get your blood drawn locally, and then ship in your sample. Meanwhile, the IgG test is cheap, fast, automated, and widely available. So this is why most doctors use it as their go-to. And to be fair, if your IgG result comes back high, it's usually correct. But if your test falls within the low positive range that I mentioned earlier, then this is when the Western blot becomes essential. The reason why it's considered the gold standard is because it checks for antibodies against a whole bunch of different viral proteins, not just one or two like the IgG test. So if your immune system is reacting to herpes, the Western blot will definitely catch it. If not, it'll rule it out. And here's the part nobody tells you. If you do get a low positive IgG and it doesn't feel right, you have every right to ask for confirmation. Don't let anyone dismiss your concerns or say, oh, it's probably fine, or you probably don't have herpes. Because when it comes to herpes, let me tell you something, probably doesn't cut it, okay? You deserve to know for sure if you have herpes or not. I mean, this is your life we're talking about here. And you shouldn't have to live it under a diagnosis that could be totally wrong. Well, that's all I have for today. I hope you found this information to be super helpful. And if you like today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. Also, I want to invite you to join our free online community by downloading the Herpes Wellness app. There you'll have free access to our forums where you can ask questions, seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for a limited time, anyone who signs up for the free support membership, we're going to upgrade you to the Connection membership, which includes access to a whole bunch of super cool features, like a listing in our member directory and member search, direct messaging with other members, a group chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in-person, plus monthly live streams with me, where we talk about everything herpes. Now, normally this membership is $19 a month, but you're going to get this access for free for as long as you remain a member. And if you're wondering about privacy, we've got you totally covered. The app icon actually says H Wellness. So if someone happens to see your screen, you won't disclose your status unintentionally. So be sure to join us at Herpes Wellness. The link to download the app for both the App Store and Google Play is in the description box below. And if there are any herpes topics that you'd like for me to discuss on the show, please leave it in the comments. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.